This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And it's a busy Monday. What is going on? Wow, look at Eddie's wearing a Ranger shirt. Holy crap, didn't even know you owned one. That's kind of cool. And across from me in his throwback Houston Oiler hoodie, his name is Aldo. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. I was listening to the overnight program.
With Chris C-Mac?
Yeah, and at the end they were talking about, like, you know, because there's so much going on, Jerry. You've got Rangers, yeah. Islanders, Knicks, Mets, Yankees. And that's just the in-market people.
It's a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. So the Islanders and the Knicks are both playing tonight at the same time.
Yes.
So the way they said it at the end, it sounded funny. It said, Knicks and Islanders tonight at 7:30.
Now that would be a fun game.
But it did get me thinking. If the Knicks played the Islanders in basketball,
right,
and hockey, which would be more of a blowout?
Neither.
No, which would be more of a blowout?
Both.
Like, would the Knicks...
The Knicks would beat them by 60.
Right, but which would be worse?
And the Islanders would beat them by 10, maybe more.
No, the Islanders have to beat them by...
On the ice?
The Knicks aren't... How many,
they don't skate.
Exactly. How many Knicks do you know?
They would both be awful.
Right, but at least the...
The Knicks could beat them by 100 points.
Yeah, but the Islanders players know how to walk and run. That we're aware
right.
of, right? So they would have
sure.
some ability there.
Sure.
Most of the Knicks, I would guess, Jerry, have no idea how to skate.
But you could put a 7-footer in goal and he could just stand there.
Yeah, but he would have to legally be on skates.
True. That is true. We saw Craig do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think actually the Islanders would beat the
They're
Knicks.
They're both blowouts.
And hockey more so, though.
Right.
So neither would be close, you don't think. What if they had to play football?
This is New York sports talk, everybody.
Or baseball.
They had to play football.
Yeah.
So well, then it might be closer.
Just got me thinking. That would be. I would watch that if that were going to be on TV. Knicks versus Islanders.
You won't actually watch the Knicks or the Islanders,
no.
But if they played together, now Al's in.
That I would watch. I would watch the Knicks Islanders play hockey against each other or basketball.
Did you? Now I didn't get to see any of the Islander game. I did watch the Knicks. Did you watch any of that Saturday?
I did not see that, Jerry. Islanders game.
No, the well, I
oh, the
I
Knicks.
Figured you weren't watching the Islander
oh,
game. Did you watch
Knicks.
Any of the Knicks game?
I did
game?
Have some of the Knicks game
Good.
On. I was having pizza, Jerry, at a pizza place, and they put the Knicks game up. It was cool. I was watching, it was probably
You're watching playoff basketball.
It was probably the second quarter, but the Knicks had a nice lead. They had like a 10-point
lead. Yeah, and then
lead.
It evaporated, and the Sixers took the lead.
Yeah, that part I didn't see.
Right.
But,
or the second half.
But the part when I was watching with the, and then actually last night, you believe it or not, I put on Pacers-Bucks.
Did you really? Look
yeah.
at you.
Because I have Max.
Mm-hmm. So the game was on?
And the game was on. I was like, oh, I'll watch this. This is on.
Over, under 12 and a half minutes that you watched.
I really watched?
Yeah. Like, not that it
focused.
Was on and you were vacuuming. I mean, like, you were literally watching
not
the game.
Not a lot. I'll be honest. Not a lot. But Ian Eagle was doing the game. He was pretty good.
Oh, you're just learning this.
Yeah, he was really into it, Jerry.
Ian is, we are blessed because between Breen and Ian, I mean, you're talking about two of the best in our time. They're really, Ian is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's very good.
So is Breen. I thought Breen did a really good job. I always think it's difficult when they put Breen on a national game like they did on Saturday with the Knicks and the Sixers. Like, he's a Knick guy. He's the Knicks announcer. But I'll tell you, when things were going well for the Sixers, he's right there at the end. I know you didn't see it, but at the end, Philly fouls Mitchell Robinson. He was couldn't have been more honest. He's like, well, it was a smart play by Philly because Mitchell Robinson is a, I think the word he used was, terrible free throw shooter.
He stinks.
Then he made two. But I thought he does a really good job of getting equally excited for both teams.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a pumped up announcer.
Yeah.
That's why Marv Albert was great. Yes.
Yeah, and Marv wasn't even as exciting as these guys. I mean, these guys take it to another level, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Marv was just great.
It's like actually like tiring sometimes to listen to Iron Eagle. He's so into it.
Could be exhausting.
Yeah, very
could be exhausting.
Exhausting
doing it.
I noticed the New York Yankees, Jerry, seemed to be taking a lot of heat on social media because it was John Sterling Day on Saturday.
The Yankees are taking heat?
The Yankee organization, Jerry, and I'll tell you why.
But they did a nice job this weekend.
Yeah,
okay.
you enjoyed it. You thought it did a nice job.
I watched it.
They're taking heat for their gift to John Sterling being
83-inch screen TV?
Yeah, to being a television. And they said, well, you know, you can pick one of these TVs. You know, we've talked about the price of flat screen TVs and how really, like, it's really come down in price.
So
you go to, like, Costco or something, get an 83-inch TV for, like, $700. And they feel like that the Yankees should have presented John with a better gift.
Well, they gave him a silver mic. They gave him a ring.
I believe WFAN gave him the silver mic.
Oh, that was from Fan?
Because
that was on the field, that presentation.
Okay, yeah, but I did see.
I mean, we might have as well.
Oh, you think he got two mics?
He might have, yeah.
This one that WFAN gave him was in a frame. Was this in a frame?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
I believe it was Kay and Susan that present. Well, right, Susan.
Okay.
Okay, so that didn't come from the Yankees. Either way, he got a silver mic. It looked like he got a ring, and he gets some sort of piece of jewelry, and they gave him the TV. What do you want to give him?
I think the TV was more symbolic. Like,
Because remember what he said. He goes, now I just want to sit back and watch all my baseball. That's what he said.
Right, and John probably has one of those old televisions from the 70s that's like a piece of furniture. It's got a shelf on it.
It's possible. I'm going to say, having seen his kids who looked of technological age.
Yeah.
My guess is he's got some flat screens on his TV.
Yeah, but still, even sometimes if your kid is technologically advanced, you're not interested in being technologically advanced.
Maybe. Would you allow your parents to have a furniture TV that weighs 400 pounds like it was 1977?
Well, what happens?
Honestly.
I guess if they were enjoying it, but then like when that TV broke, it's not like you could replace it. You have to get a flat screen TV.
Al, they don't have the cable boxes anymore with the three rows that you go from top, middle to bottom.
That was good.
And then press, those are gone.
Hmm.
So that would mean your parents would be stuck down there in South Jersey with channels 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, come on. You're not allowing that. Nor are John Sterling's kids.
I suppose.
No
But
chance.
You know he doesn't have that 83-inch TV he got, that is going to be much larger than whatever he currently has.
I know you didn't see it, but you could read his lips. He actually said when they gave it to him, that's not going to fit on my wall.
Right, he's probably got a small apartment.
I don't know how small it is.
He's a simple man.
A little complicated, but yeah, perhaps simple.
He seems simple to me in a good way. Like he hasn't complicated his life.
No, he was all about the Yankees. He made it very clear that he never missed a game because he had to pay to get his kids through college, that it was about them. So, no, you're right. You're right.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jerry, I guess Justin Shackle already took a day off. I mean, what is
Emmanuel did the game yesterday.
What is he doing,
I was
Jerry?
Surprised.
You were?
I was. I'm expecting Justin Shackle to grab that job by the horns and have him be kicked out of the booth.
Right. I'm showing up here every day to do play-by-play, whether you want me in this booth or not.
Yes.
Maybe they're splitting it up. Maybe there's like a schedule that goes out. And he's like,
guess.
Justin, you're doing these games. Emmanuel, you're doing these games.
I thought Justin was the main backup. That's what I thought.
I think he was the main backup, but now that there's no backup.
Well, I got to be honest. I mean, if I'm the Yankees or our boss, be like, I mean, John Sterling just did 5,000 straight games. You need a day off already?
Yeah, that's why I think there's no way he took a day off.
You're probably right.
That's a tough move to do.
Probably right.
It's probably just split of like, Justin, you get these games. Emmanuel, you get these games. Alan, Jerry, you'll do these few games.
I look forward to that. I know what the games we should do.
Which ones?
Yankees, Mets.
Oh, so my series, Jerry. That would be awesome.
Could you imagine? Clearly, that's not happening. But could you imagine if that was a thing when they get that phone call. Wait, we're not doing Yankees Mets?
No, you're not.
And who's doing it?
Al and Jerry, they do a program at 5 a.m. on WFAN.
That's right. That's right.
Actually, I wouldn't be able to get out to Citi Field or
Bronx. I would drive you.
Could we do a Yankee-Philly game in Philly?
No, I would drive you.
Oh, you would drive?
If we had an opportunity to do, I would drive you to the Bronx. If we had an opportunity to do the game, you're doing the game, and you're going there to do the game.
All right, that's fair.
That said, I'd be more than happy to go do, well, but it's not, if the Yankees are going to Philly, they don't go to Philly this year, I don't think.
No, they don't. I thought all the teams went everywhere now.
Yeah, but I don't think they're in Philly this year.
I thought you go everywhere. I thought that was the whole thing about, that's why people were pissed, like the Mets played the Braves early in the season, and they're like, we don't see the Braves again until September.
They might, but it doesn't mean you play every team at home.
Oh, I see.
I think I'm going to find out as we're talking.
Okay.
Sure. If I have this correct.
So I guess John Sterling, I did see he went on with Susan in the booth.
Yes, I didn't get a chance to listen. I was going to do that when we got done. I
actually watched it on the WFAN Twitter.
Oh, nice.
They put up the final Sterling cam.
Okay. That sounds so sad.
And what was kind of weird, too, he didn't want to do play-by-play. So he was in with Susan, who was talking to him, and she was doing the play-by-play.
Oh, nice.
As she was talking to him.
By the way, I'm wrong. They go to Philly. Philly doesn't come to them. So you're right.
We'll do those games.
Now, here you go. Monday, July 29th.
Take a day off.
I think we should do that game. They don't want to go work on a Monday.
They don't. We'll do it.
That's it. Yankees, Phillies, and here's the best part, Al. 6:40 game.
An hour early.
Yeah, yes.
Or 30 minutes early.
30 minutes. Yeah, about 30
minutes
early.
30 minutes early.
All right, I'm in.
All right.
You want to let them know, or should we?
I'll send an email. Jerry and I would like to do the Phillies, just one game or the series.
Oh, I'd love to do the series.
I'll say series, then... Oh, this is how you do it. This is all negotiation, Jerry.
Yeah.
We tell them we'll do the series. They'll go, listen, we'll give you one game.
But
you're not doing the whole
series. I would
series.
Take that. That's fine. I would take that.
I'll fire that off when we get in the break, Jerry.
All right, so Susan did the play-by-play.
Susan did some play-by-play while she talked to John. It was a little awkward, but John's an awkward kind of guy. Then I guess he also went on with Michael Kay mm-hmm. in the Yes booth. They were partners for 10 years.
Yeah.
It was like a marriage. They were like married for 10 years. Then he married Susan for 20-something years.
I used to listen to them, Kay and Sterling, when I would drive in, when I was working with Joe in 97, 98, whatever year it was, before he was on Fan and partnered with Susan. And before Susan, it was Charlie Steiner. But before that, it was Kay and Sterling. And I used to listen to them on ABC, driving in a lot. And they were really good together. One thing, and maybe you got to go back and watch the ceremony, see if you picked up on it too. So Kay and Susan come out onto the field. Now, he's out there at home plate, and he's got, you know, we're right near home plate. He's out there with his two daughters, his two sons. Very nice. He's up there. He's obviously, everybody's all into this. Really nice crowd for an hour before the game. And they give him the microphone, and he says, you know, I was with Michael for 10 years. You know, we had a great relationship, great partnership. And then he's like, and then Susan. You couldn't have a better partner than Susan. Which was very nice, but I felt like he was like, yeah, Michael, yeah, we were great. Susan was amazing.
But Susan was the best.
It was, I was watching it like, if I'm Michael right now, am I insulted a little bit?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, you got to go recency bias. You got to go whoever was the most recent.
I suppose, but they're together on every road trip. They still see each other all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like,
but he was with Susan double the time he was with Michael Kay.
Oh, I know. I know. But it was interesting.
Who had a better crowd, the Yankee crowd for John Sterling Day or the Met crowd for Doc Gooden Day?
Oh, I would say the Mets had more, but
really?
There were a lot of people in the building, though, for Sterling. I would say it's probably pretty close. Yeah. I mean,
pretty
the Mets,
even.
I would say it was, yeah, I would say so. Because there were definitely people that weren't in the ballpark yet when John did his thing. I thought it was a very nice crowd, though, for him. And a lot of people did get there in time. I'd say it's about the same.
He keeps saying, and he's used this now a couple times, that the tank is empty.
Yeah.
And he said he got that from one of the Stottlemyre dudes.
Okay.
He was pitching coach, right? Mel Stottlemyre. Mm-hmm. He said he would come out to the mound, and they'd say, my tank is empty. Or your tank is empty, get out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's how he felt.
Well,
I like that he doesn't seem to be looking back like I made the wrong call. He doesn't, I don't think in a year or in 3 months he's going to be like, oh, I left too soon.
I think internally he might possibly you know, sit there one day and be like, man, I gave that job up. But watching his, like, he did a press conference too with the media, and he point blank said, I love doing the games and I can still do the games. The problem is getting to and from the games, walking up to the booth. He's, like he said, he's 85, going to be 86. He's exhausted. It's not the game. The game is fine. Like, I think if he could beam himself into the booth, I think he'd do the games till he died.
Ooh, what if he could, what if he could do a thing where he's at home, Jerry, on his 83-inch television as a good monitor for him, and it's like he's at the ballpark.
We did live that way for a year.
Yeah.
You know, we did do games like that. It is not ideal, but you can do it.
Yeah.
You miss a lot, though.
I suppose. Then, at the end of the week, I think this came out Friday, when the Yankees were playing the Blue Jays.
So Friday they started the series with the Rays.
Yeah, so I guess
midweek.
Yeah, so it happened, though, Friday, afternoon for whatever reason. The audio emerged and all of Michael Kay, in doing the Blue Jays games, he seemed to be insinuating that the Blue Jays have something very fishy going on at home. And that on the road, they're not very good, and at home, they're fouling off and able to fight off a lot of pitches as if they know what's coming, Jerry.
See, so this is interesting to me because I do believe Michael Kay, like many of us, were the ones that got on Aaron Rodgers for insinuating things without actually saying things. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure he was defending what he was saying on Friday, basically saying, like, I don't understand why people would be upset with me. I didn't say they were cheating. But yes, if you listen to it, you can certainly take from that he's putting it out there what's different. Now, he didn't say they were cheating. And then I think he went on to say, did they do amazing video work? Did they figure something out? Like, what's different? But you can 100% take that as he was insinuating that they were cheating somehow because they were at home as opposed to on the road.
Right.
But it is funny when all of a sudden you're the one that's saying something that's kind of suggesting something, you get a little defensive.
Yes.
You know?
Because I went back and I was watching the batter that was up when they were, he was having this discussion.
Yeah.
He made it pretty clear that it just seemed.
Something was different.
Fishy. Yeah. Fishy.
Something was different. But he never said it. He never said they were cheating, never claimed were cheating. Oh, I'm just saying, like, the same way Aaron Rodgers never did this, never did that, but goes right to the line where he knows he can always come back and say, I didn't say that. I mean, this whole thing with the Clinton RFK thing, he didn't say the Clintons had anything to do with it, but boy, you can certainly, 2 + 2 = 4, and he certainly put that out there to make you think.
He thinks the Clinton family killed RFK Jr.
No, he didn't say that.
Or JFK Jr.
But the way he said, right, I said RFK, I'm sorry, JFK Jr., the way he put it out there, though, makes you think, wait, what did he just? Well, Michael kind of did the same thing with the Blue Jays. So, didn't say it. Evan did the same thing.
With the
Rays.
Tampa Rays, right, yes. That they were cheating.
That they were hitting all those home runs at home. And Evan went as far as to say, I'm not saying they're cheating, but.
I'm not saying they're cheating, but they're cheating.
Yeah, so. It's all just playing with words, Al.
I'm going to keep my eye on those Toronto Blue Jays.
That's fine.
That's what I'm going to do.
That'll be the last time Al mentions the Blue Jays till the Yankees play them again.
That's true.
Quick break. We'll be right back. We got a lot to do, including a big Monday program with Boomer and Gio on the Fan.